views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. You're listening to Mona and
Savitri. Welcome, welcome.
Great. Well, we have a very, very interesting show for you today. Our guest today is Natalie Smith, and she is a very, very special individual. And we're going to, let me just tell you a little bit about Natalie. Natalie holds a Bachelor of Science in Psychology from the University of Washington, where she worked as a psychology researcher before becoming a yoga teacher in 2006. And she has been involved with Yoga Behind Bars, which is a nonprofit, which began back in 2006, I think. She became its director in 2010, but she started as a volunteer, and since has taught over 250 classes to incarcerated youth and adults, and has trained over 50 yoga teachers. So as the program coordinator, she has helped triple the number of classes, beginning programs at 5 of the 7 facilities currently served. She became Yoga Behind Bars Executive Director in June of 2010. She is a true believer in the power of yoga to foster physical, mental, and spiritual growth for individuals, and is especially enthusiastic about expanding its accessibility to all parts of our community. So, Natalie, welcome.
Thank you so much, and for having that mouthful of my biography. What an introduction.
Well, and I want to share, Natalie is one of the funniest people I have ever met, which is so fascinating, because you're working among people who are really on their saddest, more depressed time in their lives, and you have this incredible lighthearted joy and humor that is so unique. Mm. And thank you for that. I'm sure the people that you work with thank you for that as well.
Oh, thank you for that. Well, you know, when you work in prison, you have to have a good sense of humor. Really, it's the only way to survive.
And you truly do.
Thank you.
So, Natalie, I am most curious, what really got you interested in picking this line of work, or how did you interpret your yoga practice to go this direction?
Well, I suppose you can really blame it on the Catholics. You guys, both of you, Mona and Savitri, you also had a Catholic upbringing, right? Your mothers? Yes. Okay, mine too. And so I always had an idea that you're supposed to, as, you know, as a woman, as a human being, it's your duty to serve those less fortunate. I was brought up with that idea. We would, my mother and I would go to churches and make lunches for the homeless when I was younger. And it just seemed like part of your kind of the payment you have for being a human is you have to, not even payment, it was, this is part of who you are as a person, is doing things for others. And so then I did that all growing up, and then I became a teenager, and when you're a teenager, you don't care about anything. So I kind of moved away from that. And when I became an adult, I suppose, I started doing social justice work in college. So I was an overachiever in college at UW, and I started working in lots of causes. So I was the progressive newspaper editor, and I helped organize anti-war rallies and tried to get all of our students to care about issues that I thought were important. And what I never learned, though, as a daughter of a Catholic, even though at that point I was a total atheist as well, but I never learned that you're also supposed to care for yourself. So what I did is totally burned out in college. I was really anxious. I was kind of a mess inside. And then I started practicing yoga. And when I started practicing yoga, it was my introduction to the fact that I had more than just my mind, that I also had a body, and that I had this mysterious spirit part as well. And I had to take a break from a lot of the giving I was doing to other people and had to start learning to care for myself. So I was doing that and I became a teacher, and then I met the founder of Yoga Behind Bars, and she said, I want to teach people in prison. And I thought, okay, that's something that I can do. I can give back in a way that I'm not just throwing myself into the world, giving and not getting, you know, caring for myself, but I'm giving the exact tool that helped me put myself back together again. Mm-hmm. It felt like the only way that I really wanted to be involved in a daily, you know, giving my whole life to way was yoga. You know, it has to have yoga as a part of it, because that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's what we need. I mean, I'm sure you've had that experience too, right?
Absolutely.
Catholic parents, you know.
Oh, yes, that could be a show. Yes, well, let me tell you, Catholic background could be a show in itself, and I'm sure we'll do that. But I'm just curious, what was it like the very first time you walked into your into the first prison to do your class? What was that feeling like?
Gosh, my first class was teaching teenage girls, and as I said, when I was a teenage girl, I was not a sweet person. I mean, I think I was on the inside, but I made my mother's life interesting. And so I felt like I was looking at myself when I walked in. And it was a little scary, actually, not because I thought I would get hurt by the girls. I felt really safe physically, but it was scary because I'd kind of forgotten about that really hurt part of myself that was just so, you know, just scared. I mean, the energy that you hold when you're really hurting is very intense to be around. And I had healed a lot of that, but to go back and visit the teenagers, it kind of brought me back to that time in my life. So it was really emotionally intense when I started working with the teenagers.
So you related to them. You could have seen yourself, like if you'd taken a wrong turn, you might have been there with them.
Even if I'd gotten caught taking the wrong turns I had taken when I was a teenager, I would have been in their shoes. So yeah, I very much related to them. I felt, you know, I was kind of a bad girl when I was a teenager, and I very much could see where they were coming from, and I really had to kind of revisit that time period to do a good job.
So what did you learn from that first class? Because obviously you're either going to love it or dislike it.
You know, I'd like to say I was really enlightened and it took one class and then I got it, but it didn't, you know, I kept going, and I think I burned myself out a little too, like the same way that I did in college. I kind of gave too much to the cause at first and was just giving. And I still wasn't doing that self-care that I needed. So even though you're preaching yoga, it doesn't mean you're living it. So I really had to live yoga. I had to actually, you know, it's funny. It's, you know, I was going there to teach them yoga, but it was like, they're the ones that made me actually do yoga. I thought, okay, I have to get serious. I have to take care of myself on an even deeper level. I can't just, you know, do it as a hobby and, you know, get flexible hamstrings and pass it along. I really had to like integrate it into more of me.
What was their reaction to you?
Well, you know, teenagers, right?
Well, hey, listen, I was one. Right. I don't have kids that lifetime. In fact, I'd turn that over to Savitri because she's got a teenager.
You know teenagers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, I'm coming in there, and the feeling that I got from them was like, this girl doesn't have any idea what my life is like. She's just some like airy fairy girl coming here to talk about unicorns or something that's totally irrelevant to my life. You know, I'm just going to get through this. And some of them kept that idea. You know, we have a lot of walls up around ourselves, especially as teenagers. And some of the girls, though, I could tell, you know, I really shared my story, and I went in there with the purpose of connecting with them, not teaching them yoga, mm-hmm. because that's really the yoga, right, is mm-hmm. feeling that heart connection. So the classes started to go well for me when I started to focus on feeling love for them. And I would go in there and not get caught up in the teenage judgment, you know, because you can get really self-conscious around teenagers because they're so self-conscious, you know, and they think you're not cool and you're wearing stupid shoes or whatever. And I just decided to feel love for them. And that was what made a turning point for me. And I noticed that they responded. At the end of class, they would thank me. They would go deeper into the poses. They'd trust me more. They'd ask questions. They started to see me as someone who could actually help, you know, solve, even if it was just, hey, I have cramps and I need to have poses to help with cramps, or I can't sleep. Can you give me some help with not being able to sleep? I moved from someone who was kind of a threat to someone who could maybe help.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. And how often were you teaching these classes when you started? Were you doing it once a week, once a month?
Once a week. It was once a week to maybe. Then I started teaching men, actually, about a few months in. I started teaching adult men at the downtown jail. And so then I was teaching two weekly classes.
Wow, that must have been a big change. If you were teaching teenage women to adult men, that must have been...
Yeah, it was a big shift. And people are often surprised that it's so much easier to teach adult men than teenage girls. Oh my gosh,
oh
so much easier. They take direction very well, you know.
In this place, they take direction.
Right.
But the teenage girls didn't take direction as well?
No, I think, you know, women in general, but teens especially, really only will do what you say... you want them to do if they have a relationship with you.
Okay.
They don't.
Men don't need the relationship.
No, they just need to be, you know, given really clear direction. This might sound sexist, but yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we've got to take a break here, but let's continue our fascinating conversation with Natalie right after a break. You're listening to Savitri and Mona on Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. I'm Mona and...
Savitri.
Welcome. Well, we are having a fascinating conversation today with Natalie Smith, who is the Executive Director of Yoga Behind Bars. Welcome, Natalie.
Thank you.
Great. Natalie, at the break, we were wanted to get into the statistics of women prisoners, and you said you had quite a bit of data, and I'd love for you to share what you have found out about who is this population of women.
Right. And I find it really fascinating. The last program or the most recent program we started was at the women's prison, which is out in Gig Harbor. For those of you who live in Washington, it's about an hour south. And I was surprised to know that women are actually the fastest growing segment of the prison population.
Wow.
Yeah. I had no idea. So over the last 30 years, it's, I think, like 800% growth in the number of women prisoners, right? And for men, there's also been a significant growth, but it's about 400%. So it's like twice as high percentage-wise. And there's still many more men than women behind bars, but the growth is just really staggering.
Women are catching up.
Absolutely. I mean, it's yeah, it's unfortunate. And the number of women's prisons is had to increase.
Well, I'd love to ask if you could answer that question, why, and then I'd love for Savitri to answer what she thinks is behind that increase.
I would be fascinated to know, too.
Do you know what the crimes are?
You know, over half the women in prison are, I think it's actually more than two-thirds in prison are convicted of nonviolent crimes, which is a much higher population of nonviolent crimes than the men. Usually it's drug possession, and that's one that's grown hugely in the last 30 years since the war on drugs. And fraud, things like shoplifting and prostitution, those are the big ones, really. And often things like shoplifting, prostitution, and even some of the like burglaries and even violent crimes are related to drugs as well. I think it's 97% of the women who we teach at the women's prison, 97% of all the women there showed up with some kind of chemical dependency, drug issues.
So, Savitri, I'd love to hear your perspective on what is behind this rapid increase.
Well, you know, having been, I have had a child, and my husband traveled a lot. And so I really brought up my child on my own, though I was very blessed. He did pay most of the bills. But as I was growing, I felt like a single mother in many ways because my husband would hardly be there for my daughter. And I know not because he didn't want to, but he was traveling. I could feel the anxiety and the pain and the depression that I felt is building up in America for women, because truly to have a child takes so much energy from you. They're so needy for the first 12 years of their lives. And to not have the support system of another parent, to not have the support system of family and friends, would definitely cause a lot of depression and a lot of feeling of loneliness and helplessness. And what has happened in our modern day is that we have taken away the village, we have taken away the family, and with over 50% of America getting divorced, there's so many single mothers, so they, and in their case, they have to work as well as take care of the children. I don't know how they managed. I was sad and depressed with my husband paying the bills, but the children just take so much energy and so much focus and so much of yourself that you lose who you are. Mm. And I can really understand, because there were times I just felt I just couldn't take it anymore. And I'm so thankful that the meditation techniques that I had supported me. But there are times that child needs that other parent. That child needs an aunt or an uncle or a best friend around to turn to. The times the parent needs to have someone to give that child to do what you mentioned, self-care. You realize that you also needed to not just care for others, but care for yourself.
Yeah.
And when you don't have time to care for yourself when you have a child at all. And so, and then these women are most probably working. So they have this intense frustration. And I could see when you have intense frustration, you need to turn to something to numb you, to stop from feeling that pain, the frustration, the loneliness, the helplessness. And that's where the drug addiction comes in, the alcoholism and other types of drugs that they use, as well as shoplifting. I mean, this country is so material. Mm-hmm. And you're watching, most of these women, I'm sure, are watching a normal TV. And when you're watching normal TV and you're seeing all these products that you're told to buy, and then you go to these stores, and there's a part of it that gets so angry and jealous and confused and says, wait a minute, I don't have help at home. My child's completely depending upon me. There's no village supporting me. I am so, so lonely. And then I'm bombarded with all these commercials saying, buy, 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 buy. And if you don't buy, then you're something's wrong with you. I could see how the part of us that is missing the conscience, in other words, the soul, is not there to support you and say, no, you shouldn't do these things. And so we really as women have to create the village again. That's what I feel the show is about, sisters, is to awaken the concept of the village. You know, really, those of you who are listening, please listen to your friends and family, especially if they have children, and take time to help each other out. You know, I find it very sad when people are always saying, when they want to help you out, they say, yeah, well, I'm going to charge you this much for babysitting. You know, you should feel honored to be able to take care of the next generation. Babysitting should not be charged unless it's a professional organization. Aunts and uncles and friends and family should not charge anything. They should be thankful that they have these little ones to love and take care of, because they're helping us to open our hearts, helping us to remember the power of the spirit. and you should feel honored. And that's how it is in India. I grew up in India for much of my early years, and I had so, even though we didn't have much family, we had a lot of, even in our building, all the doors were open in the building for the kids to go in and out of the people who stayed there, and we felt like everybody in that building were our aunts and uncles. It was such a village concept, and that is so missing here. I mean, I brought my daughter up in a neighborhood of million-dollar homes, and we never even got a chance to meet the neighbors. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. There was no village concept at all, and I could see how they, in that deep depression and loneliness, you would do something crazy, and then it's almost like jail gets these women together. You know, in an odd way, now they feel they have sisters.
Well, it's so funny that you say the village, because the women at, and I don't know if you knew this, the women at the correctional facility came together, just as you were saying, they came together, a group of them, and they created something called the village. Isn't that
beautiful?
Funny? They created something called the village where they were beholden to each other. They came together to share the skills that they had. Mm. They had a woman who was actually in my yoga class for, I think she was there for the first year at the women's prison. She is the chair of the health and wellness committee, trying to find ways to bring health and betterment to folks. So they're trying to create, by coming together, something that contains them. I mean, that really resonated with me, what you were saying about that need for community.
Nellie, I have a question. Of the statistics that you shared, of that huge 800% increase, how many of those are mothers?
Of in the entire United States, of just women in prison, 70% are mothers.
So what happens? They've committed this crime. You have to assume most of them are single moms. What happens to the children? What happens? I mean, if all of a sudden you're arrested, you're not going to have time to arrange childcare. So they, you know, you're a single mom, and they just take the mom out of the home, and the kids are left at the house.
You know, in some cases that has happened, which is horrendous. Yeah, there's a book that I haven't actually been able to bring myself to read that talks a little bit about the children that are left when parents are taken away. But right now, just statistically anyway, there's 1.5 million, which is a very large number of children who have at least one parent that's in prison. And when it's the mother who's in prison, the chances of that child being taken into foster care is much higher. If it's the father, they can stay with the mom. But if it's the mother in prison, they very, very frequently go to foster care if a relative can't take care of the child.
I'm sure every woman that's listening to this show, every mother that's listening to this show, can you imagine? Yeah. You know, all of a sudden you're there and then you're gone and, you know, your child is just left in the house. I mean, that just gives me goosebumps. I just makes me deeply saddened. So, Nellie, what do you think would? I don't know if you've. I'm sure you've had tons of conversations with these women. What did they? Did they have a sense of? Well, what were they thinking when they committed this crime? I mean, obviously they weren't thinking, but they had to be. What was happening to them emotionally? Before, I hate to say crime, that just sounds so intense.
Some of them did commit crimes.
What do they say when they're talking about this point in their life that just altered their life forever?
Right, like what could have been different? What could have changed? You know, there's this fabulous project called the IF Project, actually. And they asked women at this facility specifically, what could have been different and would have led you in a different path? Like, what if things had been different? What could have changed? And actually, right before the show, I was reading through these. And again, every time I read them, I end up crying because they're so powerful. And I was looking through, and it was the same thing was coming up again and again and again and again. And it's very much why I want to bring yoga and meditation into the facilities. Here's some quotes, because, of course, people say it better than I would. What I lacked was someone telling me that I was someone, that I mattered. Another woman said, and this is, you know, to tell kids basically how not to go to prison. I want kids to know that they are loved no matter what happens in our lives. We are special and cared for.
Beautiful.
And, you know, the things I wish I would have had that were coming up were support. Help, you know, the village, this community. And something else what someone said that I thought really spoke to me as a woman was someone who loved me, who said, I love you and meant it. Mm-hmm. Do it, show it, you know, love me, actually love me. care about me. Care came up in a lot of the responses. Someone who just beautiful. Cared about me and listened, you know, all of these qualities that I just, you know, I can see. I mean, women across the board have issues with just loving ourselves, listening to ourselves.
That is the reason we are doing this show.
Exactly.
Is to just reach out. And you know what? If you can't get a sense of the village where you are, well, at least you can tune in every Friday and listen to the show and at least feel like we're trying to send the energy out that we are trying to connect with women.
And I have to tell you, in this studio right now, there are so many women here. We've got two studio audience members, Savitri and Mona, who actually are working to love themselves. And
yes.
the feeling in here is like, it's just like heaven. It's just, ah, it feels
yes.
so good
this
in here.
This is our Perna Palace, which we'll have a show on that. And actually, I confession, Natalie is one of our Perna Palace roommates, which we love her dearly. And so we're just doing the show from home because, but she just happens to be this amazing person that does this amazing role out in the world. So we're so grateful that it just, we can have this homey feeling and still do the show. And, you know, it's just divine, totally divine. Well, we've got to take another break, and I want to continue this conversation about what these women are saying and what we might be able to do to help all the women that are on the edge, prevent them from going there. So we're you're listening to Mona and Savitri, and our guest is Natalie Smith on Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Steak Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. I'm Mona. And
Savitri.
Great. Well, we're having this really beautiful, fascinating conversation with our guest, Natalie Smith, who is the director of Yoga Behind Bars. And for all you women, all you sisters who are out there driving in your car in the East Coast listening to this, just feel what just this conversation is doing to you as you're listening and you're hearing about these women who just one simple act totally changed the course of their life, and feel how this is just softening a part of your heart and hopefully opening it up. And if you know of somebody that is in that hopeless situation, which we all kind of do, even though they might have, you know, the material objects around them and, or, you know, look like everything's rosy, everybody has that sense of hopelessness and desperation in them somewhere. So please share this show. Tell them to listen to this archive show after we're done. So Natalie, at the break, we were talking about these women. You were having conversations with these women in terms of what they were feeling when before or after they had committed these acts. And you were talking about their relationships. Can you speak a little bit more to that? We were talking about.
Well, I kind of hit on something once when I was teaching a workshop to, I think there were 300 women at the prison, and we were cycling through, and they would come in groups of 30, and I would just have 10 minutes to teach quick meditations. And I was finding that the only thing that would get everybody completely silent and hanging on my every word is when I started talking about how your meditations can help in your relationships. It was like you could hear a pin drop. I mean, they were just like, okay, that's what I need help with. And so I would ask just about what led to crimes. There were some women in my class who had committed crimes and would just, you know, we don't talk about them. We're talking more about yoga and classes, but I would just hear through the grapevine and through them. And a lot of the crimes that are committed are through negative relationships, right? So the women were with a man who robbed something and they were driving the car. Or they were asked to hold on to drugs for their drug dealer boyfriend and they were caught, and then they're the ones who are in prison for 15 years. And a lot of what they've asked for as far as classes or things that would be really useful are ways to deal with codependency, ways to deal with essentially losing themselves in a relationship, trying to, and from the understanding I have from meditation, Savitri's fabulous teachings, is really what they're doing is they were outsourcing their love. They were looking for love, which all of us need. That's, you know, just like you need oxygen and water and food. But they were plugging it into a source that was only giving them a certain kind of love. And it wasn't actually love. It was maybe energy, but it wasn't love. It was something that clearly was not fueling their highest self. It was clearly not supporting their actual lives, but they didn't know what else to do.
In fact, this is a great time, Savitri. I'd love for you to talk about this place that we all have been, where you're faced with a circumstance, and you just don't see any out to it. You don't see any opening. Where do you go for help? That hopelessness and despair is so deep at that moment that it. What do you do with that moment? If you don't know any meditation techniques, what can you do with that moment?
Well, you know, if you don't know meditation techniques, you turn to drugs and you turn to alcohol.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I was in throughout my life, I reached many of those moments. When my parents died, I reached those moments when I was a teenager. I mean, when you're a teenager, as it is, it's tough. And then your parents die, you reach that moment. Mm-hmm. Then my sister died a few years later, you reach that moment. Then having a daughter with my husband traveling all the time, I reached that moment many, many, many times. But at least at that phase of my life, I had these meditation techniques that I would turn to. See, what happens is when you reach that moment, you are looking outside for love and you can't find it. There's nobody there to support you. But with the meditation techniques that I teach, you immediately turn that mind inward to yourself. And that is what is sorely missing in our world today, turning to our true selves. And religions don't really talk about that. Religions teach you to love a guru or a spiritual teacher or God. But they don't teach you to love yourself. They don't teach you that you have a self to love. And so you just go by, I need love. I guess I'm supposed to love God, but who the heck is God? You know, and I'm supposed to love my spiritual teacher, but, you know, that's still someone on the outside. Is there a me to love? And with the techniques that I was taught and have kept me alive and have taken me away from those moments of such frustration where the mind reaches dead end and says, there's no one to love me. And those meditations I teach, immediately you can just turn your energy inward from the mind to the heart. The heart chakra is where that love that we're all searching for is already there waiting for you. It is your true self. And when you have these techniques that you can turn to throughout your day, you can turn the story of your life around any moment, absolutely any moment. Your intuition wakes up. Your inner voice wakes up. You can access anytime you feel a sense of loneliness, you just go into your heart chakra and there's all this unlimited love waiting for you, unconditional love waiting for you. And that's why we're starting the sister show, is because I would like to spread the knowledge that you have love inside of you. I would like people to come to my workshops and learn how to access that love. Actually, you know, Mona, I was just realizing that the center that I've created with my husband is the village that I did not have.
Yes.
When I had my daughter, I didn't know anybody. My parents were dead. My sister was dead. I had no one to call and anywhere in the world. I had no one to call how to rear my child, how to take care of my child if she's sick or what to do. I had no friends of any kind. I was in a brand new city. And my husband, as I said, was traveling, and I was really, really alone.
Oh, and she was.
Totally alone. And so I remember praying that this is not the way a person is supposed to bring up a child. And I was so thankful that I had my soul to guide me, my intuition to guide me, to tell me what to give to my daughter, to send light and love to her, to hold her when she was crying and wouldn't sleep. For my daughter slept like 2 hours a day for 4 years. The exhaustion level was ridiculous in me. But, you know, it was the meditation techniques that I was given that kept me in self-love. And when I could hold the self-love, I could then share that self-love with my daughter and keep her safe, and intuition would come to tell me what to do for her. And that's why it's not just about us coming together as a village. It's about us coming together and learning how to love ourselves. And that's what I have created. I've created a community through our yoga place where we have people first owning loving themselves. And in that process of first owning and loving themselves, and the heart opens, then they want to naturally give their love and share their love and care for each other, not from a needy place, not from a conditional place, but from a sweet, kind, loving oneness place, which is how we can heal and balance this world. So this is really what we need to bring. I'd like to spread my snacks more and more and more with people.
Yes. You know, Savitri, I just wanted to say that when I first met you, and compared to how you are now, is 180 degrees, because you were so shy and so inward. You could barely speak to anyone. It was painful for you to speak. And I can imagine that sense of isolation that you must have had, because at that time you reflected more of the traditional Indian woman. And, you know, the man goes into the outside world and, you know, creates the living, and, you know, it can be very isolating at home. And you have just made, I mean, you have just blossomed thousands of percents since that time. And it's beautiful that you're sharing this with other women, because there are other women from many, many cultures, not just the United States, that, you know, feel prisoners in their own homes, you know, prisoners from, like, oh my gosh, you know, what skill do I have? How could I possibly, you know, how could my existence be any different? You know, my husband earns all the living, and, you know, I have to get his permission and to do things. And Natalie, you could talk about this, how we, in fact, we've talked about this, like, well, how are we really prisoners in our own lives even without being in jail?
Right. Well, anytime you're not plugged in to the source of your deepest need, which is love, you're a prisoner to somebody or something, right? Whether it's drugs, whether it's an abusive relationship, whether it's a good relationship, you're still a prisoner to that. If that person decides they don't want to give you love, you're in prison. Exactly. You know, what are you going to do? So I feel like really imprisonment is freedom, essentially, is self-love. Freedom is self-love. So anything that's not self-love, right, that's not freedom.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, how many conversations have you had with your girlfriends where your mood is dependent on whether that man or even that girlfriend gave you love or, you know, let you feel okay that day? I mean, that is really the true jail cell is between our ears. Yeah.
Or, you know, what size pants am I wearing?
That'd be a whole show just describing what our jails are like in our real life.
Right. Creating our own little guantanamos in our bedrooms.
Yes. So this show today is to let's not go as far as these women did. And before we make a change and make a shift in what's between our ears. And when we come back from the break, I'd love, maybe Savitri, you can talk a little bit more about your workshop and how you really help us get out of that prison and really show us where the true community is. So we're going to take a break again. And so you're listening to Mona and Savitri, and our guest is Natalie Smith with Yoga Behind Bars, and we'll be right back on Sisters Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. I'm Mona and
Savitri.
Great. You know, before the break, we were Savitri was talking about these meditation techniques, the ways that you can turn to yourself for that love instead of trying to find it in a relationship that's not going to give it back to you in the way that you probably want that or is in your highest and best interest. So, Savitri, I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about your workshops that you do so women can hear how they can turn to themselves.
Well, I don't think most of us realize how much we need love. That we, so many of our choices all day long are because we are hungering for love. Even the choice to be on a diet is because we want to feel pretty enough so that people will say something that makes us feel loved. The choices that we make for the clothes we wear, I want to dress a certain way so that people can notice me so you can feel loved. All day long you're making choices because you're yearning to be loved. And you're in, when you're in that situation, what happens is you are now, as you Natalie mentioned, you are now dependent on those people. You're dependent on the people all around you to say the right positive things that you feel love. The beautiful part of these techniques, you can access your own love anytime you want because your soul is the purest energy of love that exists in the universe. Your soul is the energy of love, and it is residing, your soul is residing in its purest form in your physical body, in what is known as the heart chakra. The heart chakra not only is the energy of love, it is the energy of life. So when we don't feel love, we also don't feel alive. We feel sick and we feel tired and we feel overwhelmed and stressed. So when I started learning these techniques, I was very, very sick physically as well as emotionally, feeling immensely unloved. And I, in a very short time, by focusing my mind into my heart chakra, turning to my soul, I started to feel love based on nothing. Just the feeling was there. I didn't have to do something to be loved. I didn't have to be something to be loved. I didn't have to look a certain way to be loved. I didn't have to speak a certain way to be loved. I just was loved because my soul is love itself. And so we've created a society where everybody is looking outside for love and negotiating with conditions. If you do this, I'll love you. If I do this, I'll love you. And what has happened is that we're all falling apart. It is not a real love. It is false love. And these techniques help you access absolute real love. And I'm so thankful that through my loneliness, through my being so isolated, and in my in a prison, I had this beautiful, beautiful home, but it felt like a total prison because I had nobody on the outside. But it forced me to use these meditation snacks. It forced me to turn to myself. And through that process, I began to open up and stop being shy. I began to teach and share my meditation snacks with other people. I had no idea that it would help so many people. And today I have taught thousands and thousands of people these snacks, and we've created our own little village of people first loving themselves and through that love becoming sweet, kind, generous, caring people, supporting each other not out of hunger and need, but out of because loving is just a natural state of being. What I'm teaching, I want to see the whole world becoming. A whole world becoming everybody owning their power, their soul of love, and then being that precious self that is inside them, not out of need, but out of this is just how life is. I have to love because it makes me feel alive.
So, Savitri, I want to mention that your next workshop to teach people at the beginning level is Welcoming the Light One, and it's called Your Relationship with Yourself. And it's going to be in March 23rd and 24th. It's a weekend, a Saturday and Sunday, in Bellevue, Washington. Again, Your Relationship with Yourself, March 23rd and 24th in 2013. And you're welcome to contact, you can call Alive and Shine Center, which is in Bellevue, Washington, where it'll be. The phone number is 425-746-7476. And I highly recommend that you register for this. You can put a deposit down and come because it will be the most important weekend you could ever spend with your soul.
It'll be a turning point for your lives. And those of you who say, well, I can't meditate. When I started learning these techniques, I could not meditate. I was also an atheist. You don't have to believe in God. You don't have to be able to sit down quietly. These energetic snacks are the perfect alignment of what your mind and body does when it finally gives up. You know, those moments in your life when you just say, I've had it. I can't do it anymore. And it's, and if you're wise enough, you just bow your head into your heart and go, that's it. It's over. And then something happens and your chest opens and you feel this beautiful presence inside of you. Well, there's simple techniques that take anywhere from 30 seconds to a couple minutes that you can use to turn your perspective of your life from outside inward. And what's beautiful is you can do these techniques with kids around. You can do these techniques in the bathroom. You can do these techniques anywhere, because I had a child I had to take care of 24 hours a day all by myself. And I did these techniques when I was breastfeeding. I did these techniques when I was watching her play, when I was alone in the bathroom. They're not techniques where you need to have half an hour, an hour of meditation time. They take very, that's why I call them snacks. They're realigning your mind's energy to your soul inward, and taking anywhere from 30 seconds to a few minutes.
Beautiful. And you know, you can email me at mona@sisterstalkradio.com, and I will email you the flyer for this workshop, because it is really important. It will make a major turning point in your life, because we all have intuition. Intuition is in your heart, in your soul, and you just need to learn how to cultivate that intuition. And you also, what I love too, is that it really teaches you to know what the true intuition is, not false voices that can trick you into thinking that's your soul talking to you. And that's the power of Savitri's workshop, is that she teaches you what to listen for and how to make sure it is your true voice and not all the programming that women have been given over the millennia of what, no, this is what you should listen to, what you should listen to. No, this is the true, true voice that's speaking to you, that's what you should listen to. Wouldn't you agree, Natalie?
Absolutely. And I think some of the programming, speaking of programming that comes up, and maybe you think it's your intuition, maybe not, is this idea that I don't deserve to spend a weekend sitting, meditating, thinking about myself, talking about how selfish, you know, how could I possibly do that? And for women, especially if you had a Catholic upbringing, just putting that out there, the idea that we don't deserve self-love, that we don't deserve the time and space and the care that we really require. You know, it's taken me a long time to get to the point where I say, oh, I should really give my body what it asks for, not what I think it should need, not what my, you know, partner or sister or brother or anybody needs, but what my body is actually asking for and needing. And I think, you know, we need to own and love our bodies. I've learned that over and over again, because the only way into this world so far is through a woman's body.
Yes.
It's the only way in. So if we don't love that body and love what that body creates and create, you know, a system and a community that can really help us love our bodies and love the fruits of our womb, then we're all going to be walking around lost.
So
you know?
True.
Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. And it's like, this is why we're doing this show, is we need to give women a different option, that our lives are not defined, but the male definition of what we should be is. I mean, we have got to wake up and remember who we truly are and what we truly feel about ourselves, not based on what he's going to dictate that we should do, see, wear, act, eat, da 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 da. What do you want? What do you want for yourself? And the only way you're going to find out what you truly, truly, truly want for yourself is you got to start listening.
Mm-hmm. Find out who you really are.
You take some time to start listening, and that's why we want you to, and we encourage you to come to the Welcoming the Light workshop, because that's going to speed up the progress, that process immensely, and it will save you. I mean, it will save you a lot of money to come to this workshop, because you will make less wrong decisions. And, you know, wrong decisions can cost you a lot of money, or they could cost you a lot of time. And that's what I found has been so helpful with these meditation snacks, is that it teaches me the most efficient, logical choice, and usually is the right amount of money. I mean, you're not going to spend an exorbitant amount because you didn't know how to listen to your soul properly. So we're getting ready. We're running out of time here, and I just love this conversation because I think it's been really, really helpful. Please share this with all your sisters. If your sisters don't have a computer, you know what? Take a sister to a library and show them where this website is and have them listen to this show, because there is a woman somewhere that, go ahead.
We have a moment. I want to mention we actually have a nonprofit foundation
where
we are taking these meditation snacks to jails. And the response has been astounding. We're teaching them in 10 minutes. And these people in jail are feeling their soul, feeling light, feeling love, there and then in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes. Imagine what you could do in over an entire weekend, how much you could gain from that. So email me. I'll send you the flyer. Email me with any questions, or you can just call and sign up and register. Call 425-746-7476. Fly in for this. It's worth it. In Bellevue, Washington, next March 23rd and 24th. So with that, thank you so much, Natalie, for being our guest
on
the show.
Thank you for having me, truly.
And thank you, Savitri, for all of your beautiful wisdom.
Thank you, Natalie, for coming. It was absolutely amazing to talk about all this stuff. It, again, once again, proves we all need to love ourselves first, and then we can truly shine and give the love that our bodies and this earth needs.
Absolutely. So thank you. This is Mona, and you've been listening to Sisters Talk Radio. And please share with all your sisters, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.